So I was on Twitter and hold on 1 second. And I love this song. I ran across this post that someone put up, and I was like, I've heard people say this before, but they never give receipts. They never back up their claim. So I considered it a personal opinion. I didn't consider it to be truth or facts. So the reason why it kind of struck me as odd when I saw this post was it was from a site that on Twitter that I enjoy seeing on my timeline because they post a lot of factual information about Black history. And they talk about things, when they talk about things, they post something up. It's usually like a picture to show that this is facts or whatever. So when I saw these two statements, I was like, this is really very irresponsible. And I need to say something about this. So my first response I wrote, and then I made a video. You guys know I'm notorious for the videos. But this was just the audio video. But this is what I wrote first. While you are allowed your VGQ, I'm going to use mine. While we have discovered that it is not religion, but God and his prophets that tell us about how to live this life and what we are here for, no religion has stopped the global system of white supremacy. And then I said this. Let me put Mike on pause. I love that song. Love that song. All right, hold on 1 second. I'm going to have to go back. Let me pause. Take this back. All right, there we go. I honestly don't care if you believe or if you don't believe. What I care about is that you have a platform that you are using to show some really good information. And I would like for everybody to enjoy the information that you have. When you put things like this up, it excludes everybody. Now, I've heard these statements. I meant to say it excludes everybody that believes that these two things exist. That's what I meant to say. But you only have like 2 minutes and 20 seconds to talk on Twitter. So that's, you know, some things that I meant to say, I didn't really fully say exactly. It didn't all come out because I was like trying to rush. And I do things on the cuff. I don't plan to do anything. I don't write stuff down or anything like that. I do it off the cuff. So I apologize for that.
It's made before from different people. My response to this is if they didn't exist, then what did? And explain to me what it was that did exist. Because if our people believed something different when they were over there in that land that they call Africa, but they were sold by their own people, they were kept in buildings until the ships came on the land that they practiced, whatever they practiced, and lived on that land generation after generation until they waited in those buildings to be put on ships. They believed in whatever they believed in. And yet and still, they're here. Our ancestors were brought to this land. So if you want to talk about what something isn't, talk about what is. Because every time whoever it is makes those statements,
I cut myself off because I only had so long to speak, so I was like, I gotta hurry up and say what I gotta say. All right, here's the next part of it.
So it sounds like you are, or people who say those things are trying to make people who believe in those two things, you're trying to make us feel insignificant and less than. That's how I feel. But when I think about Minister Louis Farrakhan, when he talks about Jesus, and I think about Michael Jackson, when he said out of his mouth, you can find the footage on YouTube, you just have to search, that he consulted God in everything he did, and he followed the teachings of Jesus Christ. So when I think about these two great men, I'm thinking, now, when you put a statement out like that, are they saying that these two great men are believing in something that's not real? How were you to put up a statement like that? That's so irresponsible. And, you know, as Black people, we've got to start taking what is given to us more seriously. And stop entertaining these personal vendettas against whoever it is you're trying to speak to. Because it's not coming across very well. Try to use logic in everything you do. And I would suggest something. And I'm going to leave it there. Go to producejustice.com. And start listening to Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Because if you do, you'll get more clarity on what our job is and what we're supposed to be doing on this planet. We cannot afford to waste any more time. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things here and there. But we've got to get on our jobs and get serious about stuff.
I need a new laptop, for real.
We need to stop the global system of white supremacy. And that's it. Take care.
Yeah. I need a new laptop, for real. I didn't drop this thing. And it's starting to show. It's telling on me. So, yeah. Let's turn Michael back on. Love this song. Such a good song. Can't remember what childhood album this comes from. I apologize, y'all. I'm not that knowledgeable on his discography because there's just so much music. So much music that he did. And people are begging for new music and they don't even know, you know, they don't even celebrate what he did when he was a child. And I can understand some people being a fan of Michael when he was, you know, an adult, and some people probably prefer that, but to enjoy the entire experience of Michael Jackson's gift, you have to delve into his childhood music. You just can't ignore that. So this wasn't about that. This is not about Michael's music. This is about me trying to put forth a message to people that we really got to be careful on what we put out here. And I'm the one that should be talking because I know better than anybody. I've put out a lot of episodes and things that were not very constructive and that I should have been more careful on what I said. And restart my computer. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys, and we got a lot of work to do, and there's really too much playing. We play way too much out here, and we don't take things seriously, and we don't consider other people's feelings.
So, all right, guys, that's all I wanted to talk about. I appreciate you listening. Thank you. Take care.